Sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Seamless offers perks at your favorite local restaurants. Get deals, free delivery, free food, and more. Order with Seamless and enjoy perks from your favorite restaurants.
The following is a paid political announcement.
As the cost of prescription drugs crush families, there's no end in sight. And politician Travis Breeden will make it worse. He will let big pharmaceutical companies gouge patients. Breeden will deny life-saving medicine for medically fragile seniors and children. Breeden's big pharmaceutical-backed political allies opposed efforts to rein in drug costs, but Breeden wants to go further, slashing prescription drug assistance that small-town pharmacies need to continue operating. I think that's wrong. I'm Lance Yednock. I took on the insurance lobby to rein in out-of-control prescription drug costs. I'll fight a tax on retirement savings. Seniors shouldn't suffer because of politicians like Travis Breeden. I'm Lance Yednock, candidate for state representative. You can count on me to fight for seniors. Paid for by friends of Lance Yednock.
Get ready to make your best bet at Four Winds Casinos. Wager on your favorite sports, including basketball, football, hockey, baseball, and more at Four Winds New Buffalo, Four Winds Hartford, and Four Winds Dowagiac. Ready, set, bet. Four Winds Sportsbook is now open. Visit fourwindscasino.com to learn more. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape.
Navien tankless water heaters, the proven leader in condensing technology. Request a Navien because you deserve the best in endless hot water delivery. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Election Day is November 3rd. If you plan to vote by mail, plan ahead at usps.com/voting info. There, you will find helpful resources, such as guidance for successfully using the mail, links to find your state's rules and deadlines, information for military and overseas voters, and more. The U.S. Postal Service is ready to deliver for you. Make sure you're ready, too. Start today at usps.com/voting info.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The thing with Nick is that he never really gets rattled at all. And so, you know, we just faced two pretty good defenses back-to-back that give you challenges with their defensive lines and linebackers. And I thought that what was good about this game against Tampa Bay for Nick and for our offense was at the right time, you know, Nick, we got protection and Nick made some special throws and guys made some big time catches at the right time. And I think so just being able to navigate through some of the adversity that we face throughout the course of the game and not get in panic mode or get too concerned about it. And it helps you win in the end.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is Bears coach Matt Nagy. He was on with our sister station, WBBM, this morning, and he was talking about Nick Foles, David.
Yeah, he was. He was talking about Nick Foles. He's going to be talking about Nick Foles all week. They can talk about the relationship and how they get along and how they yell at each other and how it's a good marriage and all those things. And then we hope that it's a blissful one because Nick Foles is the guy. But look, we got all week to talk about the Bears. I want to ask you this question. Yesterday, a lot happened in the NFL. I mean, from Alex Smith coming back to Dak Prescott going down, there was a lot of stuff. But last night, I just can't get past this. Last night, Mike Zimmer lost his mind. Mike Zimmer, 26-21, Mully, the Vikings lead. They've got 4th-and-1 at the 6-yard line. You're ahead by 5 points. You kick the field goal, you go up 8. The worst thing that can do is you give the ball back to Russell Wilson at home, and he scores a touchdown and hits a 2-point conversion in the final 2 minutes, and you tie and you go to overtime and you take your chances. But what does Mike Zimmer do? He goes for it. He passes up the gimme field goal, goes for it, gets stuffed, and he got what he deserved. Russell Wilson drives the Seahawks down. They win in the last play with 15 seconds to go in the game. Metcalf makes a great catch. Seahawks pull out another one in Russell Wilson fashion. The drama is there. What is Mike Zimmer thinking, Mully? Am I wrong to think that that was a boneheaded move as you're going to see from a head coach?
I think where you're heading is hashtag fire Mike Zimmer. That's where you're going.
Okay.
Or let's just say hashtag fire Zimmer. I mean, we could do it that way. We don't need to even give him a first name. And that's not going to happen. Okay. I think if you look at his contract, Mike Zimmer has a 3-year extension that has him under contract through 2024. So when you talk about certain coaches and certain organizations, I think you got to look at where they're at in terms of their in terms of the contract of the coach. I mean, who was I talking to? Would they fire Matt Nagy? Would they ever consider firing if everything fell apart and they don't make the playoffs? No. He's got 2 years left on his contract. The Bears don't do that. That's nothing that they would consider. And I don't think the Vikings are going to fire Mike Zimmer. I just don't. I just think that you know, while there is no guarantee that anyone has job security in the NFL, not for long, I think when a guy's got 3 years, it's different than a guy that is struggling to get out of a final year of a deal. And I think that when you have losses, revenue losses that are estimated to be over $150 million for a team like Minnesota because of the new stadium and everything, I just don't think they're going to waste money. I think they'll find a way to try to fix it.
Probably so. You probably are right. But then I look at Dan Quinn was fired, and he was going to be paid through the 2022 season. He got the Falcons to a Super Bowl not that long ago. I guess it was a little while ago, and he blew a lead and all that. But I just – there hasn't been a game this year that I've watched where I felt like the head coach was as negligent in what he had to do than that one. And maybe it was because – of you know, the audience, it's prime time, but Russell Wilson just makes you pay. And there's not a, you know, Aaron Rodgers is having a great year. There are other quarterbacks that are playing at a high level. I don't know if anybody's playing at a higher level than Russell Wilson this year, because he continues to just get it done time and time again. And DK Metcalf made such a clutch catch. They converted on 4th down on that drive. That was a fun watch.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that you know, it's fair to say that was a coaching blunder. That's fair. And I think that you're right. I think Russ right now is the MVP of the league. It's his award to lose. Let's put it that way. And he seems more interested in winning it than losing it, because he's just sensational. And they have been awfully good because of the quarterback. I agree with everything you're saying. I find it fascinating, really, when we start talking about different coaches and looking at where teams are at and when you fire people. And, you know, David, have you been to Home Depot since the lockdown? I've been there a few times. I think Arthur Blank is still making a ton of money. I think there's a lot of people that are at home that are looking to do different projects poorly, I might add, at least from my perspective. But I told you my Arthur Blank story. I was in Mobile years ago, and I turned around, and there was David Niven, like, manicured like the White House lawn. I was, like, stunned at how every single hair was trimmed and in perfect place. And I'm like, who's that guy? Oh, that's the new owner of the Falcons. Really? Oh, man. I mean, he must have some serious coin, because I think he's spending $70,000 a year on the hairdresser.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of money. All owners have money. I don't think Ziggy Wilf is necessarily, like, you know, having garage sales to make ends meet. You know, he could afford to fire Mike Zimmer if he wanted to fire Mike Zimmer, right?
Why are you going after the local guys, right?
Know.
Mike Zimmer, proud son of Chicago. Now what? Should we talk about Adam Gase getting run out? He spent some good years here.
I don't like talking about getting people fired, but I just think that was a really bad example. Molly, look around the league. I mean, you're right in terms of you just Matt Nagy is in the middle, I think right in the middle in terms of longevity at NFL coaches, and this is his third season. You see a lot of turnover, and I can see after watching a lot of games this weekend, why? This is not exactly the golden age of head coaches in the NFL. There's a lot of questionable things going on down the stretch in terms of clock management. Maybe it's because we scrutinize things more than we ever have. Maybe because of the rise of analytics. I don't know what it is, but there seems to be more questionable calls and decisions and things that are going on every NFL Sunday than I can ever remember.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that he's not on the hot seat. I think that when you lose like that, when you have a team that you think is a young team that's going to make some noise, you had all these draft picks and this is what you come up with, I think that everybody is kind of in trouble. And I'm not suggesting that he is not, but I think that, you know, on the hot seat meter, I think that, you know, obviously, we've seen two coaches fired already. Dan Quinn was beyond hot seat. Adam Gase is on fire in terms of hot seat. And hashtag fire Patricia has got to be trending somewhere.
Yes. And sit up straight when you say that, please. Molly, what do you think the Cowboys are going to do in terms of their quarterback situation? That was ugly and gruesome and sad to watch Dak Prescott go down. Andy Dalton filled in really well and brought that team back. But now, you know, you hear about Sam Darnold maybe being dangled by the Jets. You hear about Dwayne Haskins maybe being on the move in Washington. You look at young quarterbacks out there. The Cowboys have got to make a move, and you know Jerry Jones is not going to stand idle.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, David, I think you're absolutely right. I think Jerry is not the kind of guy to sit chilly. I think he's not the kind of guy to wait either. But I would be cautious about it. I mean, look, Dak Prescott, he's playing on the franchise tag, right? They did not get that deal done. So it's a one-year deal, and then, you know, they're going to be looking at him and evaluating where he's at and all the rest of them. And I know they love him, but they don't owe him. So that's going to be fascinating to see what happens in that situation. If you're making a move like that, if you're making like a move for a young player like Sam Darnold, then that's it. That's you've moved on from Dak, right? And I
probably
thought
so.
I thought that what they did with Andy Dalton made sense because they had cover. But I got a hard time imagining them really reworking everything at this point, right? Don't they have a lot of money locked into different pieces of that offense, including the quarterback? I don't see it, David. Do you? Do you see them?
No, probably not.
Like,
but with Jerry Jones, you never know how badly he may want to win this year in a division that is still winnable with or without Dak Prescott. Last thing, do you think that the Cowboys have any obligation to Dak Prescott to continue to kind of talk to him in the same terms as they were before, with the size of the contract? Because this is a guy that turned down, what, $40 million a year because they were offering in the 34.5 range, and now you wonder the level of regret he may feel, and you wonder where that's headed.
I agree. I mean, everything you're saying is spot on. I think that I hope that they have some commitment to him. I hope that they weren't just kind of blowing smoke and waiting to see what happened before they committed. But the fact of the matter is that they don't have a commitment beyond this season. So they will be able to kind of call their own shot, if you will.
It's also a reminder to some of these guys, we've seen it with Tariq Cohen, who got the money and signed the extension before the injury, but you wonder how this would affect it. It makes everybody think twice about, you know what, maybe I will take the financial security, even if it's not as much as I would like to make. It at least protects me from the kind of injury we saw yesterday with Dak Prescott, because you just don't know how he's going to come back from something like that.
Yeah, that was rough, man. I mean, that is just tough, and you hate to see that happen to any player in the league. It is it's embittering, I think, for everyone. No one wants to see that happen. And good dude, you know, it's just a pity that that happened. I just feel awful for the guy.
The picture from his hospital bed with his brother was encouraging. He had a smile on his face.
Yep.
And the people that know him say that's just the kind of personality he has. So you do wish him nothing but the best in recovery.
No doubt about it. Yeah, we'll see how it works out. Okay, we get a chance to talk to our colleague and dear beloved friend, Dan Bernstein, next, so we'll do it. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Danny Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
I'll tell you this, 24-yard line, I didn't feel confident in Cairo Santos. How could any Bears fan, how could anyone feel confident that he's making that kick in that spot? Oh, boy. That was an ugly win that your defense dominated that game last night.
Listen to Danny Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Our new fall arrivals will give you all the feels at the JCPenney Beautifall Sale. Shop and save on rich colors and cozy layers with up to 40% off select fall styles for men and women. Plus, get more for less with an extra 25% off with coupon. Or there's no better time to restock on everyone's favorite denim with 40% off select Levi's for the family. Find the fall style you've been missing. JCPenney. Offers valid 10 to 10. Offers and coupons do not apply to Levi's. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Dunkin' is here to keep you running with a much-needed taste of normal. To work, home, or work from home with the coffee you like just the way you like it. Whether that's a small hot black coffee, your daily 2 p.m. latte, or a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant and a medium iced coffee with oat milk, one sugar, two pumps of caramel, one pump hazelnut, a swirl of French vanilla, and a shot of espresso.
I call it my p.m. pep rally. You should really try it.
Whatever it is that gets you running, Dunkin's got you and always will. America runs on Dunkin'.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing, which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Lease the Tucson for $189 a month for 36 months with $26.99 due at signing, or get 0% APR for 72 months. See your local Hyundai dealer today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sports books at